Watch, pro-Palestinian protesters shut down bridges in Boston, San Francisco. By Joshua Kaplan on November 16, 2023. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators shut down bridges in Boston and San Francisco amid rush hour Thursday morning, demanding a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, ramps up its military campaign against Hamas following the terror organization's unprecedented attack on the Jewish state. Fox News reported. On the Boston University Bridge, the group If Not Now, which says it represents members of Boston's Jewish community, chanted ceasefire now, and demanded that Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMAS, support an immediate ceasefire and use her influence to stop the Israeli government's military action in Gaza. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protesters also shut down the Bay Bridge in San Francisco, where President Biden was courting world leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. The San Francisco protest, which was organized by the Arab Resource and Organizing Center, AROC, was filled with demonstrators chanting Free Palestine and We Want Justice. Some protesters chained themselves to the bridge, while others placed themselves in body bags covered in fake blood, KTVU reported. There's a genocide happening in hashtag Gaza and at POTUS is hosting cocktail parties in hashtag San Francisco, AROC wrote on social media. Bay Area has shut down the Bay Bridge to demand hashtag ceasefire now. No more dollar for genocide. An Israeli government representative in the U.S. has previously criticized AROC as vehemently anti-Semitic and defended the IDF's mission in Gaza. Marco Sermonetta, who serves as the San Francisco-based Consul General of Israel, said, Hamas is an organization that not only commits war crimes when it shoots indiscriminately at Israeli homes and they continue to fire missiles and rockets, by the way, as we speak. It is also an organization that doesn't care about the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And therefore, unfortunately, anything that happens in Gaza, including to the civilians, is squarely the responsibility of Hamas, he added. On Wednesday, a pro-Palestinian protest turned violent outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters. The U.S. Capitol Police said roughly 150 people were illegally and violently protesting outside the DNC building, and that six police officers were injured. One person was arrested for allegedly assaulting a cop. Representative Brad Sherman, DCA, said he was evacuated from the DNC as protests raged. Was just evacuated from the hashtag DNC after pro-terrorist, anti-hashtag Israel protesters grew violent, pepper-spraying police officers and attempting to break into the building. Thankful to the police officers who stopped them and for helping me and my colleagues get out safely, Sherman wrote on X.